Allegheny County is in compliance with federal clean air standards for the first time ever. That's according to initial data from the Allegheny County Health Department. The Allegheny Front's Reed Frazier is here to talk about this unexpected development and other air pollution issues in our region. Hey, Reed.
Hi, Kara.
So Allegheny County has been out of attainment from federal air quality standards as long as those standards have existed. The pollution monitor that has historically been the dirtiest, the Liberty Clareton monitor near the Clareton Coke Works, is now in attainment. So how has the county finally met those standards?
One obvious thing to point out is that 2020 was the year of the pandemic, and that led to less air pollution from car traffic and power plants. But the county says it would have met those federal air quality standards even without COVID-19. County officials say they've implemented stronger fines and stricter enforcement, and that those were the main causes of improvements. They say that their initial plan was to meet the air quality standards by the end of 2021, but they actually met it by the end of 2020. One of the enforcement actions the county points out is that in 2017, they issued a notice of violation against U.S. Steel's Edgar Thompson Works in Braddock that sought to clamp down on their emissions. And they have a new policy for increasing air pollution fines. And they say that those things seem to have worked.
Which pollutants are we talking about when we talk about meeting these standards? And how do they impact people's bodies?
Well, the EPA has six what are called criteria pollutants. It's not like every single type of air pollution is represented in these six pollutants, but these are some of the big ones. They include particulate matter, nitrogen oxide, sulfur oxides, carbon monoxide, lead, and ozone. And all of these pollutants cause various health effects. A lot of them cause heart and lung diseases and have been shown to lead to premature death. And all these things are bad. Air pollution kills 7 million people worldwide, according to the World Health Organization. But there are also other types of pollution, including a class of pollutants called hazardous air pollutants that are also very bad for you and can cause things like cancer that are not necessarily included in these criteria pollutants. But if you are passing the EPA standards for, these are called ambient air quality standards because these are levels of pollution that are found in the ambient air wherever you walk around, then that's a good thing. That means that according to the EPA's scientists, your air is in an acceptable range for safety to breathe.
What do environmentalists say about this milestone?
Well, it's interesting. I mean, environmentalists have been talking about the pollution in Allegheny County's air for many years. And they generally, you know, the first thing they'll tell you is that, well, this is good news. But they'll also tell you there's still a lot of work to be done. And they'll point out that there are places and times in the county where the air is still not safe to breathe. Here's Zach Barber. He's a clean air advocate at the group Penn Environment. And he said the numbers showed that the county is showing progress. But he said the U.S. Steel's Clareton Coke Works was still a large source of air pollution, like benzene, which is a known carcinogen, and hydrogen sulfide, which is that rotten egg smell. And these pollutants are not part of the ambient air quality standards.
The health department has definitely stepped things up, but to really tackle some of the worst and most toxic pollution that's making people sick here in the county, there's a lot more work that needs to be done.
And environmental groups will also point out that the EPA's own scientists say that the current EPA's pollution limits should be tougher. In December, the Trump administration decided to keep its current standard for soot pollution, that's fine particulate matter, at 12 micrograms per cubic meter, even though their scientists said it really should be more like 8 or 10 micrograms per cubic meter. Now, just as a reference, the county's current three-year average for fine particulate matter is 11, so between that 10 and 12 mark. And so the county would not meet that tougher standard.
Well, you talked with Allegheny County Executive Rich Fitzgerald about this. What did he say?
Rich Fitzgerald was very happy about this and happy to talk about it. He said it's really good news for the county and the result not just of the work that the Allegheny County Health Department has done, but also companies and local groups that are working on some of these issues over many years. He acknowledged that the county is still subject to criticism, like I talked about, that there are still unhealthy levels of air pollution at certain times and in certain places, but said overall it makes the region more livable.
The naysayers will certainly argue it's never good enough, we should do this, we should, and I get that. But for someone like myself or people from the Chamber of Commerce or the mayor or others can really point to this is a great place to do business. This is a great place to move to.
So I mentioned to Fitzgerald that all that might be true and that the air quality is improving according to these numbers. But in the case of the region's inversions, that's not the case. Now, if you remember, inversions are weather patterns that trap air pollution close to the ground and happen very often in winter here in western Pennsylvania. And apparently, with global warming, they're going to become more frequent. And here's what Fitzgerald said to that.
Yeah, no, there's climate change is real. And there will be inversions. There will be issues every once in a while that will occur. But and that's where we have to keep dealing with that. And we have to keep put plans in place to deal with increased inversions.
Now, these improved numbers came despite the fact that we had several events over the last few years that really made air quality really bad here in Pittsburgh. As you may recall, in November, there was really bad inversions, and they caused several days of air quality alerts in the Pittsburgh region. And over Christmas in 2018, there was a big fire at U.S. Steel's Clairton Coke Works that knocked out that plant's pollution controls for several months, led to lots of pollution, lots of air quality complaints, and lots of fines. The plant has been fined over $5 million since 2015 for air quality violations. And one thing to consider is that U.S. Steel had been talking about investing over $1 billion to modernize their operations in the Mon Valley at Clairton and at the Edgar Thomson plant in Braddock. But they've since walked that back because they lost a lot of money last year. 2020 was a bad year for the steel industry, what with the pandemic and all. And so they're now not sure if they really want to spend all that money in the Mon Valley. And those improvements, it should be said, would have lowered air pollution from those plants significantly.
So will this gain for air quality in the Pittsburgh area last?
That's a very good question. Will these gains last? I mean, the county says that basically they will. There are some things that if you were to look at the numbers might give you some pause, though, thinking about when the economy comes back and we have more economic activity. One of the things that is a big cause of air pollution in Pittsburgh is the air that comes into the region from upwind of us. And I looked at the pollution data from Pennsylvania's power plants from last year, and it shows a dramatic drop in air pollution from coal-fired power plants in Pennsylvania, down 40 and 50%. And some of that is due to plants maybe not running as often or putting in more air pollution controls. And some plants just stopped operating. Bruce Mansfield, which was at one time the biggest coal-fired power plant in Pennsylvania and is directly upwind of Pittsburgh in Beaver County, that closed. So there's no pollution coming from Bruce Mansfield anymore. Also, you know, vehicle traffic was down in 2020. One hopes that all of these gains are durable, but you have to wonder what'll happen when coal-fired power plants ramp back up, when the economy improves, and what will happen when people start commuting to their offices more. I guess a lot of that remains to be seen. But overall, I guess in a year of bad news, we'll take a little bit of good news.
We'll take it. And we'll check back in on this too.
Sounds good.
Thanks, Reed.
Thank you.
The Allegheny Front's Reed Frazier covers energy news. And you can see all of our past reporting on air pollution in the region, including issues surrounding the Clairton Coke Works, at alleghenyfront.org. I'm Kara Holsapple. This is The Allegheny Front.